Okay, we start the sugya of Halach. The Gemara says, "Ki idmar v'tanatuna aidach d'rapia idmar." So we're going to have to do the first thing is to see the connection between the Mishnah and the sugya of Halach, and that we'll see in a minute. Just before we start, we just have to get a clarkeit in the taich of Halach, what Halach means. And even though part of what we're going to talk about, we'll learn next week, it'll be a machlokes rishonim, we have to start with something. So let's just start with the taich of Halach. What is Halach? Halach is, the simple case of Halach is, I say you owe me $100. You say you might owe me 50. And here it is, Halach, here. The 50 I owe you, I'm giving you right now. And now, I owe you nothing. Nothing remains. That's the simple case of Halach. That's a simple case of Halach. In other words, if I didn't do Halach, it would be a Maid of a Mitzvah. Somebody, I owe you 50, and I'm denying the other 50. But what makes it into a case of Halach is the fact that I'm right now giving you the 50 I owe you, and I'm only denying everything that remains, I'm denying the other 50. That's a case of Halach. Rashi says the second case of Halach. Rashi says, Halach loy hoitzeisim, behin shalach b'chomakim shehem. We'll deal with the Gra and Yitz Hashem next time, but Pashup Shad and Rashi. As Rashi tells us that there's another case of Halach. It's a case again of Maida B'miktas. You say I owe you 100, I say I only owe you 50. But I'm saying that the 50 that I made I owe you is $50 that I never spent. I still have the original $50 that you gave me. I put in my drawer, in the top drawer of my desk at home, they're in Mokum Pliny, and they're yours. They're yours. And Mimela, I owe you nothing. Those are the two cases of Halach that we're going to deal with today. The simple case, really, which is when I give you the money right away. And the Chiddush of Rashi, which is Loi Heitzeisim, that the money is still there, the original money is there, even if I don't give it to you right now. But B'chol Mokim Shehu, it's as if I gave it to you. Wherever it is, it's yours.
It's
that's
it. Tomorrow, like, here it is. It's always yours originally. And even if I didn't give it to you now, I was ready to give it to you.
The way you're learning the Rashi, Rashi's a very big chumrah. Right? I mean, Rashi's talking when you're giving him the money right now. And it's only if Loi Heitzeisim. I give it to him right now, only if Loi Heitzeisim, then it's Halach. That'll be tremendous chumrah. Rashi says, "How? Yeah, but he's learning they were yours all along, B'chalakim Shehei. They've been yours all along. It's not the understanding of Rashi is that it means I'm not giving it to you. I'm not handing it to you now. The push pshat of Rashi is wherever they are, they're yours. And really, that's the case of Halach. Now, again, before we get into the machlokes, it just immediately a person has to wonder why should Halach matter? Who cares if it's a Halach? Now we're going to see it's a machlokes. Reb Chiya says Halach is chayav, Reb Sheshi says Halach is pater. What's the pashut svara? The pashut svara is, well, it's simple pashut svara. Which side needs a hesed? Why would you say pashut? If there was no sugya like this in the Gemara, and I ask you a question, somebody said I owe him $100, I gave him 50, and I'm kai for the other 50. Am I amayda b'miktas? I think everybody would agree. I hope everybody would agree, no? That push of shot, that's a regular case of Maida B'miktas. You give me 100, I'm Maida 50. Rav Sheshis is the Chiddush. Rav Sheshis is saying that I'm potter. If I give you the 50 right now, I'm off the hook. Well, why should that be? Well, why should I be off the hook because I'm giving you the 50? How does that change anything? So that needs a hesber just when you start the sugya. To understand a little bit about Rav Sheshis, obviously we'll get deeper into Rav Sheshis, we'll have to understand better, but just to start the sugya, it's very hard to start the sugya when the words don't seem to make sense. Why should Halach be Pater? What's the reason that Halach should be Pater? So in the Beis Halevi, in Simon Lamites, was it Beis Beis? Any Beis Beis? I think. The Beis Halevi asks the following kasha. We learned in Tosfos that there's a svara to Maida v'Miktsas. When the Torah said Maida v'Miktsas has to swear, there's a reason. Why did the Torah say Maida v'Miktsas has to swear? So Tosfos Dibra Maslo Hatzara Shaven said because it's nearer the Meshaker, which means there's something suspicious about a person. If I say you owe me $100, and you say, well, I owe you 50, the other 50, I don't know, it creates a suspicion. Being Maida B'Miktsas creates not enough of a suspicion to be Mechayiv and Lamin, but it creates enough of a suspicion to be Mechayiv you Meshvur. Just like Eid Echad. Eid Echad also, if an Eid Echad says something the opposite of you, it creates a certain level of Nira D'Meshaker, of suspicion. So you have to swear. So Tosfos says, Maida B'Miktsas creates a certain level of suspicion. There's something going on here. So the Torah is Mechayiv you Meshvur. If so, why is Halach Pater? Why is Halach any less of a suspicion than with Halach or without Halach? What's the difference? If the whole svara that the Torah was Mechayev by the B'miktsas is because it's nearer the Meshaker, there's something suspicious going on here, there's something strange going on, he's Teveyahim and he's Maiden part of it. If the svara is nearer the Meshaker, so what's the difference if it's Halach or it's not Halach? With Halach it's exactly the same, it will just as suspicious. Matter of fact, you might say it's even more suspicious. No? Any person who learned this sugya of Halach, if somebody comes over to you and says you owe him $100 and you know you owe him 50, what are you going to do? You'll immediately, once you learn the sugya, you'll know what to do to get off the hook. Just give him the $50 that you owe him and give it to him right away. If you don't have it on you, you tell him, give me a minute, let me think about it, and you run home, get this, we got the money, and then you'll give it to him. Right when you might, you give it to him. It's just as suspicious as if you might and you, with Halach, without Halach, it's not any more or less Nira Kamishaker. So the Beis Halevi also saying we need a Hezber in Halach, but he's asking a Kashi. He's saying it needs a Hezber, particularly like Tosfos, it needs a Hezber. So the Beis Halevi says the following Hezber. He says, let's see. How does this entire work? Someone says you owe me money. Every time someone says you owe me money, we really have a chazaka that ain adam teveya elim ken yeshlai. We have a chazaka, people from the yidden don't just say you owe me money. If someone says you owe me money, there's a chazaka that what he's saying, there's something to what he's saying. So every case where a person's teveya money, if I say you owe me money and you deny it, why are you off the hook? So we said, because just like the Teveya has a chazaka, in Adam Teveya and Ken Yeshlai, the other person also has a chazaka that in Adam is part of Nevel Chayvai. A person who's Kaifer HaKoel denies everything. In Adam is part of a person doesn't have a chazaka to deny everything. So the reason a Kaifer HaKoel does not swear is because he's doing something that takes azus. It must be it's the truth, because it would take chutzpah to be a kaifer hakol. That's the reason that every kaifer hakol doesn't swear, because you know the mayor's panel of Nei Baal Chayvai. Let me just finish. Why a Maida B'Miktsas does swear? A Maida B'Miktsas does swear because that's not chutzpah. That's not the same chutzpah. We said that it's. that really ain't the mayor's part of the Chayvai. And a person who's going to be made in half, it's less of an azus. It's not this much an azus. It's less of a chutzpah. So it's more likely that he's lying. He doesn't have the chutzpah to deny everything, so he's denying half. It's less of a chutzpah. So the reason Maida B'mitzah swears is not so much of a chutzpah. The reason Kaifer HaKoel does not swear, because that's a big, if he'd be lying, it would be a chutzpah. I don't think I'm going to accuse him of that. So Mustabi is telling the truth. Ain't not the mayor's part. Now, Zok the Beis HaLevi. We agree that Kaifer HaKoel is a chutzpah. If it wasn't true, he wouldn't be Meir's partner. To be Kaifer HaKoel is a very big chutzpah. To be Maida B'mitzas is less of a chutzpah. What is Heilach? If you say I owe you $100, and I say, look, here's the 50 I owe you, and I owe you nothing else. Is that as much, is that a chutzpah like Kaifer HaKoel? Or is that not such a big chutzpah like Maida B'mitzas? What would you say? Yeah, the guy's crooked. So to be Kaifer HaKoel, it takes big chutzpah. He doesn't have the guts to be Kaifer HaKoel. So therefore he'd be a Maida B'mitzas. What about Heilach? Beis HaLevi says, Heilach is also a chutzpah. Heilach is like Kaifer HaKoel. What's he doing? He's saying that the 50 I owe you, here it is. And the other 50 I deny totally. Zog to Beis HaLevi, he says, Ken Kosef Toisvis above Metzio, we'll have to talk in a minute which Taisi, he doesn't say which Taisi he's talking about, that by Kaifrak, that by Heiloch, it's also a chutzpah. It's a chutzpah. You know, the mayor's part of it. Must be he's telling the truth. And since it's a chutzpah, so therefore, he's off the hook for Mishvor. Just like Kaifer HaKoel is off the hook of Mishvor. Because Ein Ode Meis Panav, a chutzpah to deny everything. The same thing, hey look, to tell somebody, look, the money I owe you, here it is. Everything else, I'm potter. That's a good question. One second, just tell you what the Beis HaLevi says first. Beis HaLevi says that just like Kaifer HaKoel is a chutzpah, and that's why you're potter for Mishvua, because we're believing you. Because we say you wouldn't say something that's a chutzpah if it wasn't true. The same thing, Heiloch is also a chutzpah, it's a hazas panim. And therefore, you're off the hook from Mishvua, ain't on them, but may is pun of Nebal Chayvai, and therefore you're off the hook. This is how the Beis HaLevi explains the Svara of Rav Sheshes, that Heiloch is potter. You know why it's potter? Because it's just like Kaifer HaKoel, in the sense that it's a chutzpah, and it's a rayi, you're telling the truth, because Ein Ode Meis, you wouldn't say something that's a chutzpah. As I state in Beis HaLevi. Now, the question is, why is it a chutzpah to do Heilach? Let's try the Beis HaLevi. Would you understand that way?
Yeah, don't know.
That takes more guts than to say, I owe you 50 and I'll pay you next week.
Yeah. Then you're, at least
you're right, but I don't understand it. This lady says what you're saying. He says Tyson says it. Somebody needs a bottom Tyson. I don't know why.
Once I show that I have the cash, I'm just not paying you back.
No, I only have half the cash. So again, you have to think. Here, you have to be thinking like someone who's a crook, but not a chutzpah, not a chutzpahdik crook. Right? He's a little crooked. Right? He's being mishtam. So here, this person, you say, I owe you $100. I don't have the guts to say it's not true because I'm not such a crook. So therefore, I want to at least be made of something. So what would I rather do? Be made of, and say, listen, I owe you 50. I'll pay you next week. Or would I rather say, look, here's the 50, and now I owe you nothing? Which is a bigger The same thing as Kefir HaKal, because...
By the guy saying you owe me 100, the guy's not much that you owe him only 50. So he's making a new, he's making a new thing. So he's denying the whole 100. So the exact same thing.
I'm not denying the 100, I'm giving you 50 cash.
He's saying I owe you 50. But the guy, the person who the guy's owed to, is saying you owe me 100, not 50.
Right.
So he's disputing the whole
and what's the difference? He gives him 50 or doesn't give him 50? You have to remember, might have made that swear.
But both of them, he's making.
But you can't do that. You're making every mitzvah of a mitzvah into a kefir HaKal. Even when he's mitzvah and says,
so
I'll pay him next week.
He's saying, I owe you 50. You're right about the money, but I only owe you 50. So we're splitting here is on how much you really owe. But in the first part, he's not splitting it. He's saying, you're saying I owe you 100, and the other guy's saying, I don't owe you 100, I don't owe you anything like that. Here's the 50 that I owe you, that's it. He's getting rid of the hundred.
I don't have. The words he's saying, if he gives the 50, he obliges the kefir HaKal, those words are true. I just don't see why. Why psychologically it's a bigger chutz.
According
to Rashi, it's not so bad.
Yeah, so now,
and we're being chayshu that really he lent him the whole 100. And the 50 is still sitting there. The other 50 is not.
That 50 was where they got a picture of it. And now we're denying the whole 50. It's coming right up in that hole.
You see, technically, you're both right. Technically, once I give it to you, I'm a kefir HaKal. But if you're talking about Hazas Panim of people, it doesn't seem... No, that case never started.
Yeah, but I had money for you. I had a question there. I just spent it. That goes up in that kefir HaKal.
The shittas, though, that the whole case is only a case of lawyer says, not a case of giving a person cash. Let's say he really wants to buy the whole thing, but he's a shtabu thing. Why is it look worse than if he actually gives him the cash, or if he says he'll give it to you in a few days? So then, in fact, you make it worse, and that should be why they make sense. Not quite far off. More of us? The carrot, he's going to be right only by the end. So Koshkin, if he gives it to him,
he's
still
going to say, I have it. He's being courteous to him, saying, you know, I have it, but I just don't have it right now. That sounds a little more less specific than saying I don't have it at all. But when a guy's claiming that you owe me 100.
Guy's saying you owe me 100. So you have case one, he says, I might the 50, I'll give you the money when I have a chance. Case two, he says, I might the 50, here's the 50. Which case is it a bigger azus? We're saying when a person's might the 50, we're chayshish that he owes 100, he's not azus panim, he's might the 50.
That's why he uses, and
that's why he has to swear. So why by Heiluch don't we say the same thing? He really owes the 100. He's not such a chesbenik, so he's giving him 50.
Because
the result, I'm saying you should swear.
Now,
once he doesn't swear, I understand, he's trying to get away with more. But I'm saying he should swear because giving 50 is the same as admitting 50. The whole shul is we're afraid of each other. He doesn't have money. He's being mishtamet. He's pushing him off.
Okay.
He's got to be mishtamet.
He has no money.
Therefore, why?
And then we're saying, so what he can't be made, he's going to scrounge together some money to give him so he doesn't have to be made his money. And the rest,
they'll
justify by
some.
Here, the guy has $50
to
give like that.
Yeah, no, just the guy scrounged. It was said he didn't scrounge to get it.
The guy said, you owe me $50.
No, he didn't take it out of his pocket. He took it out of his cookie jar, $1, and takes a week.
He said, I'm going to scrounge. You don't just get $50 if he's going to go and say, well, they mixed up and he's put all sudden food, he had it. He says, I owe you half, I'll get it for you. But he says, okay, I don't have this, I have to get it. But he
So then, obviously,
he wasn't going to do $1,000 versus $1. It's not a matter of no, so the solution because they were $1,000 because it's still a solution because they were $1,000 versus $1,000. Like I said, we might see it's probably the Beis Halevi means the bottom which really goes in the Yomid Beis. So they have the new Beis Halevi. Maybe they typed in which Tosfos. Have to take a look, the new prints. But at any rate, this is the Beis Halevi's Pshat and Rav Sheshes. I can't say I understand 100%. But I can say over the words. The Beis Halevi learns Pshat and Rav Sheshes. Why is Halach Potter? You know why? Because every Halach is really a Kifra Kol. Every Halach, what are you doing? You're saying here's the 50, and now I'm kaifer hakol. Whatever remains, I'm totally denying. And since I'm totally denying it, I'm potter from a shruah. Because once I give you this 50, there's no din Torah between me and you. I'm kaifer hakol. And that is ha'aza. And when a person is meis panim, we believe him. We don't make him swear because we assume that he wouldn't be true. He wouldn't say it. This is the mahalach of the Beis Halevi. That when you give it, there's no din Torah which remains.
He gives yeah.
What?
He
gives it, and then he swears.
And he says afterwards.
So
once he gives it, he's being
kaifer
al-kol.
So that's what once he gives it, he's a kaifer al-kol the rest. And Mimela, he's positive. Rafiyah holds kaif. I understand Rafiyah very well. So Rafiyah will say, you know, every kaifer al-kol is potter, because every kaifer al-kol is another makes money. Here, he paid gave him money. Sorry, the names. Yeah, I can understand. All right, this is the first mahalach in Rav Sheshes, and this is the mahalach that, like I said, the Beis Halevi says. I'd like to share with you a second mahalach based on the Stipler. The Stipler is in Siman Vav Beis Gimel. Stipler is not going on halach. Stipler is going on the dinner mite of a mitzvah. And he clears a very nice shayla. The Stipler clears, what is the lumdis of a regular case of mite of a mitzvah? What's a regular case? You say, are you 100? I say, are you 50? Not halach. I say, are you 50? I'll pay you next week. I'm mite of a mitzvah. I have to swear on the second 50. Right? That's an ordinary case of mite of a mitzvah. So the Torah says I have to swear. What is mechayiv me to swear? The Stipler says you can learn two ways. You can learn that the Torah says whenever I'm maida b'mitzas, meaning if there's a mitzias, the maisa of being maida b'mitzas, that's mechayiv me yeshua. Any time that I come and I do the action of being maida b'mitzas, so that the Torah says you have to swear. That's pashup shah. Or you could learn a second way. You could learn that a psak bezdin based on my haidah is what's mechayiv me. When bezdin paskins, it says, when I'm chayiv because of my haidah, that makes me a maida b'mitzas. When I say words because of which bezdin causes me to be chayiv, that type of haidah, that's a maida b'mitzas. You follow is a very small chiluk between the two. I'll tell you in Afghanini, you'll understand right away. Again, either it's the maisa of being maida b'mitzas, which is mechayevi, or it's the fact that Bezdin is paskening based on my haidah, that's mechayevi. My nafkanina. So he mentions one nafkanina, which we're going to have later in the Gemara. If I'm maida in money, she'ena yachal likfar. If I'm maida in something which I couldn't have denied anyway, I couldn't have denied it. Let's say you say I owe you $100. I'm maida 50. But on those 50, you have a shtar anyhow. So I couldn't have denied it. Is that a maida b'miktas when I'm maida something that I had no choice about? a maida on money she'ena yachalik for, which I couldn't have denied anyhow. The Rambam says that that's not a maida b'mitzvahs. Rambam says that's not maida b'mitzvahs. Zokta Stipler, this case is totally in our chakira. Why? Yotaveri $100. I'm maida 50. On the 50 I'm maida, you have a shtar anyway. So let's see. According to the first mahalach, maida b'miksas is any time there's a maisa of being maida b'miksas. A maisa haida. In this case, was there a maisa haida? Yes. If you learn that a maisa haida, the act of being maida, makes me a maida b'miksas, so I was maida. I did it. I said, you say I owe me 100, I say I owe you 50. There was a maisa haida. So then I should be a maida b'miksas. Okay, one second. Let me tell you what the Stipler says first. The Bakhtizak the Stipler, if you learn the second way is that a maida b'miksas is when Bezdin is mechayiv me because of my haida. That's the second way. That Bezdin is mechayiv me because I'm maida. In this case, Bezdin wasn't mechayiv me because I'm maida. Bezdin would have been mechayiv me that 50 anyway. Because on that 50, I couldn't deny him. He had a shtar against me on the second 50. It didn't matter if I did deny, I didn't deny. Bezdin was going to pass Kedam Chayev anyway. So if you learn that Maida b'miktsas only has to swear, because Bezdin is Mechayev him, al pi his haidah, if you learn like that, then in a case where the part I'm Maida in, I was any yachalik for, I couldn't deny it anyway. In that case, I'm not a maida b'miktsas. Because I'm not mischayiv through my haidah. My haidah doesn't make me have to pay. I would have to pay anyway. There's a shtar against me. So the Rambam says you're potter. The Rambam seems to have learned the second way. The Rambam seems to learn that the only time you're a maida b'miktsas is when you're mischayiv al pi haidah say. When there's a psak bezdin based on your haidah, that makes you into a maida b'miktsas. Now, I just want to say, the Stipler says, yodati sheyesh laharich. On this Rambam, there's a lot to be ma'arichin. We're only mentioning it as an example to explain the tzedakah. And as an example, it's a good example to explain the tzedakah. That the first tzedakah is, as long as I do an act of being maida, that's enough to be mechayiv me. The act of being maida. And the second side is only if my haidah creates a psak bezdin. That's when I'm a maida b'miktsas. If my haidah does not create a psak bezdin, then it's different. That's how it should start with the stipler. Yeah.
We can understand the base of Levi, how basically it's a place that the reason why you make sure about money is because they're in the shop here. So
this has nothing to do with the base of
Levi. But I said that that concept has to apply. So even if it's a, how can we go and make a distinction among the mix that's based on the psak bezdin or what my maisa is near the mishnah? At the end of the day, there's a mishnah. That reason alone is making me a shul. However you would describe it, I still is near the mishnah.
Right here. It may well be that the whole Stipler's Claire is not based on our Tysis. Based on Levi brings that Tysis and Silver Sog is with our Tysis. So it could be the Stipler doesn't mean to get into our Tysis. Mahalach. I'll have to see. It's going to confuse the whole issue now. That's the problem. Again, so what is the Stipler saying? The Stipler says there are two ways to learn the Chiyuv of Maida B'miktsas. Either the Torah is telling you a Maisa Haidah is Mechayiv, or a Psak Bezdin is Mechayiv. The Stipler sticks this in to a very nice to a Ktzais that we discussed once before. The Ktzais on Haidahs Baal Din Kamei Eidim Dami. We know the rule that Haidahs Baal Din Kamei Eidim Dami. If I come into Bezdin and I'm Haida, so if I say I owe you money, I owe you money. Kamei Eidim. If 100 Eidim say I don't owe you money, and I say I do owe you money, so So I have to pay. Hadas Baldin overrides 108. Hadas Baldin command. So we ask the question, why? Why? If I'm Maidin in Bezdin and I say I owe you $100, and 108 of say I don't owe you $100, so why am I believed? What's the reason Hadas Baldin is command? So we had two Mahalchim. What are two Mahalchim? You remember the Ktsais and Lamed Aled Aled. So the Ktsais brought the Marin Lev. He brought from the Shas Chuvis Marin Lev or Marie Lev that he said that really when I'm a Maida, Hadas Baldin, when I'm Maida, I owe you money, really I'm not believed. Bezin doesn't really believe me, because they didn't say the opposite of me. But Hadas Baldin creates a brand new chiyuv. It creates a new ischayvus. If I come into Bezin and I say, I owe you money, that itself creates a new ischayvus in Bezin. And the reason I owe you money is not because Bezin really believes me, but because somebody being made in Bezin, that itself creates a new eschayvus. We called it a kinyan udisa, which means that being made in bez, it creates a new chiyuv, a new eschayvus. That was the Mariban Leif sheet. Which means that we really don't believe you, but if you want to be mechayvus, so you be mechayvus. The Ktsais disagreed with this. The Ktsais said, no, it's not true. Haidas badin kemei edim damiz exeris hakasuv. That you'll taka believe more than 100 Adim. If somebody says, I borrowed money from someone else, and 100 Adim say he didn't, it's because they were sarcastic, that Hadas Baldin is Kamei Adim Dami. And we do believe you. And he asked a few kashas. One of the kashas he asked on the Marin Lev, he asked him a kasha from every Maida B'miktas. Every Maida B'miktas, what's the case? I say you owe me $100. You say you owe me 50. When you say you owe me 50, what's that? That's why Hadas Baldin Kamei Edim Dami. Right? The Frektik Tzais Akasha under Marin Leiv. According to you, when you buy the owe me 50, we really don't believe you. What you're really doing is making a new Eschaibus of 50. You're doing is saying, really, I'm going to create now a new eschayvus of $50 to you. So the Ktsai says, that's not Maida B'miktas. That's not Maida B'miktas. How's that Maida B'miktas? That's creating a new chiyuv of a miktas. If I don't really believe you when you're Maida in 50, we really don't believe a person about himself. A person can't say this about himself. So a person says, I owe 50. If you learn like the Marin Leiv, then he really is not believed. Just that he's creating a new chiyuv. So the Ktsais was matviya. He said, if so, there's no case of Maida B'miktas in the Torah. Every Maida B'miktas, not really being Maida, all he's doing is creating a new chiyuv. There's another kasha. Yeah. That's also a good kasha.
I can't be Maida, I can walk into bed, and the guy comes in and says, you owe me money.
So Ktsai says that we really don't believe you. You can't say this on yourself. We don't really believe you. We wouldn't act based on what you're saying.
But if everyone's agreeing, why should I not believe you if everyone's agreeing? Don't believe me. Believe him.
Because would I believe your Kariv? If your relative said that you owe him 50, would I believe him? Everyone... If you said you don't know, and a relative came and he said that you owe him 50, would I believe him? If you don't go to Bezin, there's no problem. Well, I'm talking when you are in Bezin.
The
consensus is here, in the case of Bezin. But the question is, the fact that Ktsais is not being made of a nicktime. I think what the stipler says is that Marin Leiv holds the first way. that as long as there's a Maisa Hidah in Beis Din, that is Moedah B'Miktas, which is what you're saying. As long as there's a Maisa Hidah in Beis Din, there's an act of being Moedah in Beis Din, that's enough to make you a Moedah B'Miktas. The Ktzais holds the second way. The Ktzais says, no. The Maisa of being Moedah, that's not enough. Moedah B'Miktas means that Beis Din is Mechayiv you based on your Hidah. There's a paskin that you're chayiv based on your hedor. In the case, that's why he has the kasha on the marin lave. According to the marin lave, that when a person's mighty he owes 50, really Bezin doesn't paskin that way. Bezin just paskins as a new chayiv. Bezin doesn't paskin that he owes 50. So that's why the ktsais is on the marin lave, that according to you, you're, it's not a real mighty of a mikzah. This Bezin's not paskining based on what he said. Bezin doesn't believe him. So the title suggests that the two tzadim of the klar is the machloek, is the marin leiv and the ksais. Marin leiv holds the first way, that the maisa of being maida is what's machayev you, and the ksais holds the second way, that no, you need a psak bezdim based on your hedor. And that's why he has a kasha on the marin leiv. According to you, there is no psak bezdim based on your hedor, because we don't believe you. Atkan, it says in the stipend. This is all index Simiva Vais Gimel. So he says two ways to learn Maida B'Miktas. He's titled in the first the Rambam I mentioned of Eni Achalikfar, and then the Ktzais and the Marin Leiv. This is what it says in the stipend. Now, getting back to our Gemara, we asked the question: why is Heilach Potter? Why is Heilach Pater? Why should it be Pater? Why should Heilach be any different? According to the second Mahalach of the Stifler, which he says is the way the Ktzais learns and the Rambam learns, sounds like it's a Yikrashita. According to the second Mahalach, what's the second Mahalach of the Stifler? That Moedah B'Miktas means Beis Din Paskin based on Yohidah. Now, if that's true, if it's true, we could clarify, is the stipler right, is he wrong? Well, the stipler says it. So let's accept for a minute, that's a good mahalach, that Beis Din, to be a Moedah B'Miktas, Beis Din has to paskin based on your hedor. Now, could you understand Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes says Heilach is Pater. It's very geschmack. I think it's very, very good, very easy to understand Rav Sheshes. What is Rav Sheshes saying in a regular case of Heilach? What's Rav Sheshes saying? I walk into Beis Din and I say, you owe me $100. You say, here's 50, and the other 50 I deny. Is there any psak Beis Din based on my on the person's Haidah? Beis Din's not going to paskin anything. He paid him the 50. He's giving him the 50. So there's no psak Beis Din based on his Haidah. So according to that, it's very geschmack. Why is Heilach Pater? It's simple. You know why Heilach is Pater? Because in order to be a Maida B'Miktas, you have to have a case of a Psak Beis Din. Beis Din paskins based on your Haidah. Here, Beis Din is not paskining based on your Haidah. Here, you're being Maida and giving him the money. And you're denying the rest. Beis Din is not paskining, you're owing anything. There's no Psak Beis Din. I think it's very, very geschmack of pshat in Rav Sheshes. I don't know why the stipler doesn't read it into Rav Sheshes. I don't see that the stipler says it. But l'chayra, it's a very, we're starting the sugya. It's a good way to start the sugya. Heilach is pater. Why in the world should Heilach be pater? The answer is, because to be a Maida B'Miktas, you need a psak Beis Din. There's no psak Beis Din by Heilach. Rav Chiya, what about Rav Chiya? So the easiest way for me to be would say to Rav Chiya, holds like the first Mahalach. Rav Chiya holds that you're Maida B'Miktas anytime you're Maida B'Peh. And therefore, when you say Heilach, you're Maida B'Peh, so therefore you're Chayiv, you're Maida B'Miktas. Rav Sheshes, on the other hand, holds like the second Halach of the Stipler, that you need a Psak Beis Din, and there is no Psak Beis Din. So as we start the Sugya, I think, look, if I'd be saying my own svara, then you know you could tell me what you want. But I'm telling you, the stipler has such a mahalach He learns it into a Rambam, he learns it into a Tzais. So why not use it to explain Rav Sheshes? It's a very geshmak of Pshat Rav Sheshes. So at least as we start the sugya, I'd like to learn that that's Pshat in Rav Sheshes. Halach is part of why you need a Pesach Bezdin based on the Tanya's Haidah. Anybody have any problem with it?
In the regular way you make that for the Pesach Bezdin,
yes. Well, if they're outside of Bezdin, let's say I meet you in the street, you say, owe me 100, I say, owe you 50, I give you 50. I don't give it to you, I give it to you. Halach. Let's say I meet you in the street. And I say, you say, owe me 100, I say, owe you 50. I'm not about to be mixed. Unless I do it in Bezdin, I'm not invited to be mixed as passion. Well, sure, you're to maybe 100, I'm either 50, Bezdin's going to pass, and I owe you 50. Is that what they're going to pass? Once you take me to the entire, Bezdin's going to pass. In the case of Halach, there's no psalm because I did it already.
And
wouldn't
make a difference if he
gave you the house? It would. Because if I just say, I'm either I owe you 50, and the 100, I'm not either. So Bezdin's going to give a psak, and I have to pay 50. Well,
thank
you.
And
if I'm telling you I owe you 50, what do you mean just go and take it? If you have somebody you have a hard time collecting, you schlep into Bezdin, you want a psak from Bezdin. It's obviously someone you're having a hard time with, you took him to Bezdin. You're saying 50, and I'll give it to you when I have the money. So you want to have a start on that. That's every time you go to
Bezdin.
Because
it doesn't make sense
I think it does. Let's see the Lashon HaGemara. Eliki Yidma V'tana Tuna Yidach Rav Chiya Yidma Dom Rav Chiya Manali Biyad Chava Alay Men Lecha Biyadi Ela Nun Zuz V'Heloch Chayim My time, a heloch dami, can maida be mixas a tayna dami. That's what chi is easy. Heloch is maida be mixas. The tana tuna, now I'm putting aside the tana tuna, so we have to come back to it. Okay, so the tana brings a raish, now there's a metalis, off kim doesn't aside, you might have a heloch hook, tani yishba. We'll get back to that. Rav Sheshes sama, a heloch pata. My time, kivan da omalai heloch, hani zuzi de kamaidi bigavayu, kemand de nokalu malva dami. I'll type the words for you. Kivan d'amalei heiluch. What's the case? Rashi says, heiluch, lav dafka, I give you the money. I'm telling you, your money is, it's the same exact money, it's in my drawer at home, and it's yours. So the Gemara says, hani zuz di kamaydi v'gavayu. The 100 zuz, which is in my drawer at home, that I'm aided to you, or the 50 zuz, that I'm my drawer at home, that I'm aided to you, kemande nakalu malvedami. It's as if the malv is holding it right now. It's the malv's money. Be'ina chamishim halamaydi. The other 50 is a kai far kol. They'll call chalach ha'idah and mix us a tie. You're very geshmak. No?
Rav Sheshes' ikar reason is, he's a kai far
kol,
he's not a
kai far kol.
Why is he not a kai far kol? Because for some reason, we don't look at the 50 zuz that you missed as part of our din.
Why not? What's that some reason? So the stipe is giving you some reason. The stipe as far is the some reason. Because there's no need for a psak bezdin. I'm telling you, it's your money, it's in the drawer, go take it. Then we don't need a psak bezdin for that. No. That reason that's missing, that disciple is just plugging in. Maybe I want to go get your karka, your shibudim, your karka's mishubim. Maybe I want to go be typhus. I want to do something to get it. Bez is giving me a shtar that I have a lien of $50 against you. That's a psak bez. Psak bez creates shibudim too, right? And my bez can mind the cost of a shtar of it. Once bez is out of psak, I have a lien against your property. So I'm very interested in having it. Why should I put a lien if you're giving me the money?
Because I said it's in the drawer.
I might not be in the drawer. I understand.
So why don't you say?
If it won't be in the drawer, you'll be a Maida B'Miktas. You're right? If I'm going to go to your drawer and there's nothing in the drawer, then you're a Maida B'Miktas.
Bezdin still didn't lay down the same Right.
A psak bezdin that says that the $50 which is in your drawer is mine, and you agree it. You agree that the $50 is mine. That's not psak bezdin. It's not psak bezdin. Bezdin would only bother writing such a psak if there are chayshish that you're gonna that later that the $50 is not there. If bezdin would know the $50 is there, they could see it out the window. It will be a donkey that's tied up at the lamppost outside. Then they can write psak. Say, okay, it's your donkey. Finished. It's over. Nothing to talk about.
Rabbi said by the staff of psak and shantan, psak bezdin on his
haydok. Yes. Mischayim based on his haydok. Because that's my divinissa. It has to be that his haydok creates his chayim.
No,
it's
shantan. And one looks by eating them.
So this type of attack explains that Rechia Kamais is saying a psak bezdin based on Eidim is also well, Meidiv Miktsas is based on his Eidah. Rechia has a Kal V'Chaimer, and the Kal V'Chaimer extended to a psak bezdin based on his based on Eidim. All right. So now, so this is the just the svara with which we start the sugya, the svara of Sheshes. We have the Beis HaLevi, which we're going to have to come back to and deal with, I think, we'll have to see. And we have the Stipler, which is easier to work with, because in Svara I understand it better. Right, now, to talk about the Gemara, Tana Tuma. Could you have a case of Halach without it being a case of Meidah B'Mikdas? Is that... Huh? Is there such a thing as Halach that's not a Meidah B'Mikdas? Huh? No such thing. Right? Every haloch has to be a case of Maida B'Mitzas, and then it's a case of Maida B'Mitzas, which is haloch, right? That's alophase, right? You can't have haloch without being a Maida B'Mitzas. Emes? What all the Rishonim are bothered with, including Rashi and Tosfos, we'll see in a minute, is the following issue. In our Mishnah, Zaymer Kula Shali, Vizaymer Kula Shali, they swear. What Shvua are they swearing? Zaymer Kula Shali, we give him half, they have to swear. What Shvua is it? So we learned so far two possibilities. We had the Gemara on the top of Gimel Amid Aleph said, Shvua Zuta Karasachamimi. We had one mahalach that the shvua of our Mishnah is a special shvua that people shouldn't just go in the street and grab the other people's begadim. So shvua is utakaras chachamim. That was one pshat. Then on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph we had Reb Chiya's what we call Reb Chiya Kamaisa, the first member of Reb Chiya, who had a different pshat in the Mishnah. But Chiya Kamaisa said, our Mishnah is a type of Maida B'Miktas. It's not a regular Maida B'Miktas, because no one's Maida. He said Kula Shali, who said Kula Shali? So Rav Chiya said, the Shvua of our Mishnah is a Shvua D'Oraisa, because there's an Ansadi that half is his, an Ansadi half is his. When you have Edim, or an Ansadi, that half is the other person's, that's also a type of Maida B'Miktsas. So Maida B'Miktsas Api Haidah Seidim. And that is a type of Shvua D'Oraisa. So the first Reb Chiya learned that our Mishnah is a Shvua D'Oraisa, which is a type of Maida B'Miktsas. The Gemara said, the Gemara shlugged up the Tana Tuna of Reb Chiya Kamaz. And the last Gemara we learned before this Sugya seemed to end up that you're right, our Mishnah is not a case of Maida B'Miktsas. Our Mishnah is not such a case. The Gemara seemed to be masking, not like the first Reb Chiya. Now, if you learn not like the first Reb Chiya, our Mishnah is not a case of Maida B'Miktsas at all. If you learn like Reb Chiya, then it is. Now, comes the second Reb Chiya, the one we learned today. Comes Reb Chiya and he says, Heiluch is Chai. And Tana Tuna, I'll prove it to you from our Mishnah. 1 minute. What do you mean prove it from our Mishnah? If our Mishnah would be a case of Maida B'Miktsas, So you could prove to me from our Mishnah that Halach is Chayiv. Because in our Mishnah you swear, and it's a case of Halach, you're giving the talus right there. So Raya, Halach is Chayiv. But we just ended up that it's not true, that we slugged up the Tana Tuna on the first Rav Chiya. We said our Mishnah is not going like the first Rav Chiya. That means our Mishnah is a Shvua Zut HaKanas Nachamim. He Shalaya Kalecha Vechad Halach HaTekev Talis Shechaveren. So what does our Mishnah have to do with Maida B'Miktas that you're bringing me Tana Tuna, bring your right from our Mishnah? What does our Mishnah have to do with Maida B'Miktas? How can you prove Halach from our Mishnah? No, the Gemara says Ke'en, it's similar to it. It's not even similar, it's not even Maida B'Miktas. The Gemara says not Maida B'Miktas. Our Mishnah is not a Maida B'Miktas, not like a Maida B'Miktas. Shua Zut HaKonas Chachamim Hi. That's zero to do with Halach, zero to do with Maida B'Miktas. Rav Sheshes says Halach is Potter. If you would be Rav Sheshes, what would you say? You say Rav Sheshes, you say Halach is Potter. I'm telling you, our Mishnah. So you answer me, Ash Mishnah. What do you want from our Mishnah? Shua Zut HaKonas Chachamim Hi. What does our Mishnah have to do with Maida B'Miktas? Now, this is a problem which all the Rishonim are bothered by, that this whole Gemara would only make sense if you agree to the first Rav Chiya, and the Gemara didn't seem to end up agreeing with the first Rav Chiya, the previous Sugya. So then our Mishnah is not a case of Maida B'Miktas. So what's going on here? So Rashi takes the easy way out. Rashi says, this Gemara is going like Rav Chiya Kamaisa. It's going with the original Rav Chiya, even though the Gemara had a kasha. Our Gemara is going Rav Chiya Kamaisa anyway. And Memela, it's a good ride. And even at the end of the Gemara. Ke'endai Raisa, but still it goes, but doesn't go with Shuzas Karas Chamish, like Echanai Lof Tekem Tenis Shechaveira. So we'll have to see, according to Rashi, how the next Gemara goes, which is really one of the problems with Rashi. So Taisus doesn't is matchik Rashi Shita. Taisus v'tana tuna brings Rashi. Says Pirush Rashi kivin da'avik kaidah say the mishtabim mid'rav Chiya kamaisa. The kasha kivin da'limati lachuche hachbraisa dehelach elam mekayah kamaisa. If the only reason you could prove the second Rav Chiya is if you agree with the first Rav Chiya. Laima Tana Tuna Kamaisa. So you go on the first one too. So Taisa says a pshat. She needs a hesber. Not sure I'll be able to explain Taisa's pshat. So what we're going to do tomorrow is we're going to learn there's one pshat which says in three places. The Nachlas David, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Shita Hukubet says, B'Shem the Raivit. So usually we like a pshat that says in a few Mepharshim. All of these, everyone says a slightly different one than the other. I think the way Rabbi Kiva Eger brings it down is the easiest. So I'm going to go with that. We're going to learn it tomorrow, the way Rabbi Kiva Eger brings it. Just Rabbi Kiva Eger wrote things a little bit kitzer, so you have to look at it inside. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a mahalach in this, which we're going to learn. Also, the Baal Hamor, if you just turn, I want to show you where to learn it in the Baal Hamor. The Baal Hamor has a pshat, which the Stifler calls the nicest pshat of all. What? Who? Brings what? The Kivegas pshat? Alright, then I missed it. The Baal Hamor is on the first page of the Rif. In Hamor HaGadol, sometimes the Baal Hamor's lashon is hard. Here it's not so hard. It's in the Maragod, which is on the right side. 9 lines on the bottom. Elakach nirali pirusha. Elakach nirali pirusha. It's just a few lines. I want to tell you, anytime you learn a Baal Hamor, it's really true about all Rishayim, but a Baal Hamor for sure, you can't learn a Baal Hamor, read it once, say, I don't understand it, and close it. Anytime you read the Baal Hamor, you have to read it a few times. Okay? Very bekitzer, but it's a lot of pshat. So, just you know, don't, if you don't understand the first time, even the second time, look at it again. It's a very glad pshat. So these are two pshatim that we're going to deal with in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.